Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload. We'll get to your calls toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So while we weren't looking on Saturday, the U.S. Treasury, meaning Joe Biden, granted Chevron a license for an expansion of energy operations in Venezuela, signaling the beginning of the country's reentry into the international oil market, and basically propping up the authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro, who desperately needs to improve his economy, because, you know, and by the way, this comes on the heels of a new UN report detailing, the responsibility for crimes against humanity to repress dissent and highlight the situation in remote mining areas. I mean, this guy is like, you know, he's nothing but a murdering dictator thug. And like all socialist utopian dreams of everything being free and everything being wonderful, people living in nothing but squalor and poverty, and it's miserable. And anyway, so Biden is allowing Chevron to drill in Venezuela. How does that make sense? You know, he's against climate destroying fossil fuels. That's what he's telling us. He is now ending. This is Joe Biden just before the election on November 6th, 2 days before the election, telling an audience that there'll be no more drilling. And this is on the heels of him saying there'll be no more mining, which really pissed off Joe Manchin at the time. Listen.
No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
We literally survived 4 years of offshore drilling.
No, I...
Atlantic or the Pacific, but in the Antarctic and off the Gulf of Mexico, or off the Gulf of Mexico.
That was before I was president. We're trying to work on that, get that done.
We're trying to end all drilling. Tell me, it's somebody needs to explain this to me because it makes absolutely no sense. And it's like we're like a voice in the wilderness here, because we have more natural resources, and that means oil, gas, coal, that we could provide enough energy for our economy, which is the lifeblood of not only our economy, but the world's economy. We could help out our Western European allies that'll be spending a third or more of their annual income just to minimally heat their homes this winter. People will be freezing to death in Western Europe, and maybe freezing to death if the grid shuts down, as many are predicting it could shut down for all of New England in the United States in the middle of winter. And if you haven't been to Vermont, New Hampshire in the wintertime, you don't know what cold is. It is cold. I used to be an avid skier, so I know it better than anybody. So it's that dumb. But explain to me and ask yourself, we have more natural resources than all of these countries. Why are we begging? Why are we trying to beg the Iranian mullahs and do a deal with them so we can get oil from them to make them richer so they can build bigger weapons and foment more terror around the world, considering they're the world's state's number one state sponsor of terror? Why is it okay to get oil from these parts of the world rather than produce it domestically when there's so many benefits if we do it domestically? But not only that, we do it cleaner, we do it faster, and it ends up being cheaper. It makes no sense. Then it's great for our national security because we're not reliant on countries like Venezuela or Saudi Arabia that hate our guts and only want to exploit us and get rich as hell off of us when we could be that oil-rich nation ourselves because we have the resources. You know, what impact does drilling a barrel of oil in the Middle East or Venezuela or Russia or Iran, does it not have the same impact on Mother Earth? It makes absolutely no sense. So we're literally compromising national security. We're getting rid of high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. It would have a big impact in terms of the inflation problem we have now at a 41-year high. It would lower the price at the pump. We could help our allies in Western Europe. So many benefits if we would just go back to energy independence, which we once had. And yet they're still going to import the oil. It's not like we're not getting the oil. They don't have anything to replace it with, and they won't have anything in the near future to replace it with. I mean, it makes no sense at all whatsoever to anybody with a brain. Anyway, Larry Behrens is with us. He is the communications director at Power the Future, and it's a national nonprofit that advocates for American energy jobs. And Dan Weaver, president of the Pennsylvania Oil and Gas Association. Welcome both of you. Dan, I'll start with you because I got to believe that probably from your perspective that Pennsylvania is in trouble now. These jobs are all in trouble with two Democrats just elected.
Yeah, it's interesting times here in Pennsylvania. We're going to wait and see what happens, and unfortunately, you have to hope for the best. But we know with proven track records what that might get us.
Yeah. It's certainly not going to be good for Pennsylvania jobs. Do you foresee them shutting down fracking in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. I think they'll put challenges, and I think there'll be roadblocks put in place. But I think, you know, we are hopeful that our companies can work with the administration here within the state. But I do think there's going to be definitely some hurdles put in place as far as future drilling. But the amount of gas that's here, to completely shut that down, would be devastating.
Well, they have equal amounts of gas in New York, and they won't even allow it to get up and running. So you know what? It's not unprecedented what I'm asking you.
No, it's not. It's not. But we have, you know, we already have the infrastructure in place here.
But we had the infrastructure being built with the Keystone XL pipeline. And I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm just trying to point out, I don't think any of that's going to matter. I think they are so indoctrinated into their climate cultism that they don't care how many people lose their jobs. They don't care if we're more reliant on foreign sources of energy.
Right. Well, we're going to work with our administration here within the new governor-elect here in Pennsylvania, and work with his team and transition team.
Good luck with that.
To help keep everybody informed as best as possible.
And what has he said so far? Anything that's encouraging to you?
Let me go. I don't know if I'd say anything encouraging, but not anything discouraging so far. Too bad. So far.
Okay, so far. I'm sure that's heartwarming. Larry, you represent all these guys. These are high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. I'm sure you've been reading what I've been reading, and that is that it's possible that all of New England can experience a blackout this winter because they don't even have enough cubic inches, however you measure natural gas, to even power up their power plant. They're at maybe 1/20th of what their normal supply would be, and we're expecting a cold winter.
Yeah, you know, we are in the middle of a man-made energy crisis, and the man that made it simply is Joe Biden. You know, his latest deal, you know, he likes these dirty deals with dictators that seem to want to increase the supply, but he'll talk to them before he'll talk to a single American energy worker. And you know, to your point, Sean, where's the outrage from these environmental groups who protest any American pump jack, any American pipeline? They all are already there to throw spaghetti on any painting that is priceless. But, you know, Joe's favorite ice cream shop is better for the spaghetti sauce, because they all like the political power. The climate cultism makes it so that it doesn't matter how much struggling American families continue to be crushed by massive inflation and massive prices. And yes, energy scarcity, the climate cultism rules above all. And it is our families who are paying the price.
Okay, Larry, do you disagree with my assessment that we're compromising national security, high-paying career jobs in the energy sector? Do you disagree that it would lower the price of gas and diesel at the pump, which would be good for the inflation crisis that they caused, and that if we really ramped up production, we could be helping out Western Europe and bail them out of a winter where perhaps many will be freezing to death, and people will be paying prices they never dreamed they'd be paying?
No, I agree with you on every point. And any rational person would. And because the reason is, we have just 3+ years ago the notion of how exactly it works. We had affordable energy. We had energy independence before Joe Biden came along. We had things working as they should. American workers producing American energy gives us flexibility on the national scale, so we don't have to deal with dictators in Saudi Arabia and in Venezuela. We have to deal with the people in our own borders who do it better than anyone else in the world. But Joe Biden, for whatever reason, won't do that. And you know what, Sean? We're going to get a new Congress in a little over a month, and they need to be looking at these deals that Joe Biden is making. What are we promising? I know what's being reported that we're promising, but what are we
I know what MBS just got, and as soon as Joe Biden announced immunity to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, then Joe Biden, OPEC announced that they would reconsider increasing their output of energy. Sounds to me like a quid and a pro and a quo from Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he worked with a foreign power to manipulate gas prices before an election. You know, where I'm old enough to remember that a phone call to a foreign leader trying to do something got a president in trouble. But this Congress looked the other way, as Joe Biden didn't care that our families were suffering. He only cared what was going to happen at the ballot box. And so, thankfully, we'll have a new Congress, but they need to, on day one, start pushing back against Joe Biden, adopt a roadmap that gets us back to energy independence. Because you're right, Joe Biden has seen all the signs, he's done all the suffering, and he's not going to make a U-turn on this disastrous policy.
Is there anything, Dan, that I'm saying that you disagree with?
No, absolutely not. I think you're spot on. You know, talk about energy security. I mean, we have the resources here. We have the ability to do it. We can prove that we do it. The only thing that you said earlier is, you know, talking about producing somewhere else and the effect on the climate. Well, there is a difference in effect. We can actually do it here better and cleaner. So why wouldn't we? So to be looking at these foreign sources for oil is absolutely ludicrous.
Is this any different than what Western Europe did by giving into their climate alarmist cultists and then becoming so heavily reliant on Vladimir Putin and Russia, a hostile regime, a hostile actor? And the net result of it is exactly what we see unfolding today, and that is he turned off the spigot, and now he's sending all of his energy resources to China and India and elsewhere. And meanwhile, if you live in Germany, for example, you can expect to pay 30%+ of your income, your annual income, just to moderately heating your home this winter. I mean, Americans are going to have sticker shock this winter. I'm told the prices on average will be up 30% to 45%. Is that what you guys are hearing?
That is exactly what I'm hearing. Absolutely.
And let's just be clear. Joe Biden has brought a solar panel to a gunfight. Our adversaries have weaponized energy, and Joe Biden is looking to his sun panels and windmills to save the day. It is intermittent, unreliable energy. It's not going to work for America.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they keep saying, well, we're going to be energy, renewable energy independent. I'm like, you don't have the technology to do it. Now, if you find, and I'll be very clear, anybody that finds cheaper, cleaner energy that we can use and make use of quickly, I'm all for it. I'd rather pay, you know, a penny for heating my house rather than thousands of dollars for heating my house. Thank you very much. Anyway, I appreciate both of you. Larry and Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much,
Thank
John.
You.
All right, quick break. Right back. We'll hit the phones. 800-941-SHAWN. Our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Keeping the truth alive. Hannity is on.
Let's get to our busy phones. Mike in Michigan. Mike, were you watching the Michigan-Ohio State game?
Yeah. John?
Yeah. That was a pretty good win for Blue. What do you think?
Well, Sean, you know what? I hate this, but I'm actually a Michigan State fan.
How did you guys do on Gridiron Weekend?
But that being the case,
oh, you don't want to talk about that part. I got it.
Yeah, but that being the case, I'm more of a hockey guy. Sean, look it. I'm going to make it short. I just want to, again, hats off to you in your service on the air. I think your voice is very much needed, and I hope you remain there. We need guys like you. We need guys like Donald Trump, and I wish we had more.
There's one way you can help me do it, and that's if you listen 3 hours a day and every day, and if you watch my TV show, then I get to keep working because I don't get the honor without you. Look, the country is about to go through what I believe is going to be some of the most difficult, arduous, tumultuous economic times, and with the danger of some added something. I don't know what the something is. You know, I think in the back of my mind, if they caught 100 people, which they have so far this year, trying to, the people that are on the terrorist watch list crossing into this country, that scares the hell out of me. You know, that makes me think of every possible worst case scenario that could happen in this country. So that makes me nervous. So I just think we're heading into a really, really difficult time for people. And the problem is all of this these are self-inflicted wounds here. All of the problems we're having with high gas prices and inflation and open borders and you know, no bail laws and defunding the police. You know, all of this is basic 101 stuff. We can deal and fix all of that immediately. It's not even like it's a hard lift. And unfortunately, as I keep saying, there's way too many people in this country that have bought into this BS, and that number of people, I don't know how much pain they're going to have to go through before they realize and wake up that this is a really bad idea and there are better ways to do this. And I think at that point they'll call in the cavalry and that'll be conservatives to save the day. And then at some point, I guess down the road, they'll forget again. But, you know, it's part of a cycle that this country needs to punish itself. I don't know. It's like every so many years we get sucked up into this nightmarish dream that they have.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Bold, inspired solutions for America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Dean is in North Carolina. Dean, hi, how are you? Glad you checked in, sir.
I'm blessed, Sean. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, sir.
When are people going to realize that voting is not a right, it's a duty?
Probably never. You want me to be honest? Probably not soon.
Well, all of the garbage that's put out about voter suppression, people need to prioritize and they need to actually look at the facts. Too many people are loyal to a more so than party loyal to them.
Let me tell you what the Republicans have in terms of a problem right now is there are large percentages of Republicans and conservatives that don't trust the current voting system. They don't trust putting their ballot in the mail and mailing it off and that their vote is going to count. They don't trust early voting. For whatever reason, they like the older system better. You have one day of voting. And I think there's a way to go to that, to get to that at some point, but it's not going to be now and it's not going to happen. For example, in the runoff election in Georgia, which deeply concerns me because it could make the difference between winning and losing. It's that profound. You know, it's sort of like Dr. Oz, and many of you are not going to like me saying this. And I want you to know you have to deal with the hand you're dealt, not the hand that you wish you were dealt. You go to war with the army you have, not the one that you wish you had. You got what you got, and this is it. You know, Democrats, there's a reason they don't want voter ID or signature verification or any of the integrity measures that I've talked about at length on this program. So, you know, we have this election coming up in Georgia on the 6th, and early voting has already started. And I know that there are some people in Georgia when they hear me say that, well, you need to work the system you've got. We cannot any longer be starting a voting on election day down by hundreds of thousands of votes. In the case of Pennsylvania in the last election, you know, the overwhelming amount of early voting went to Democrats long before John Fetterman ever debated Dr. Oz. And, you know, then Mastriano, you know, lost by 14. That didn't help because of his pretty extreme position on abortion in a purple state with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life. That didn't help. And Oz still got double-digit ticket splitting, which is kind of miraculous that he even got that. But so what I'm saying to you is the way we vote in this country has changed, and Republicans are not embracing it. Democrats are not only embracing it, they're exploiting it. And they're exploiting it to the extent that if ballot harvesting is allowed, they're out there ballot harvesting. They'll go to, you know, elderly centers. Hey, you want to vote? Sure. Here, fill out the ballot. Need help? Here, I'll help you. There you go. Boom. You got to vote.
That's not democracy, though.
Well, but this is the system we've got. So whatever the Democrats are doing, Republicans better start doing until they can get a hold of the state legislatures and governorships. Or they're not going to win these swing state elections anymore. Now, there are ways to put integrity measures into early voting and voting by mail. I think Florida probably does it now the best of anybody. But for them, it was trial and error also. Remember, we had to go through 2000 and dimpled and pimpled and hanging and swinging and dented chads and so on and so forth. And then we went through, I think they had problems in 2016 or 18. I forget what year. That needed to be resolved, but they resolved those two. So there's ways to do it, but most states, you know, it's always the same states. How is it that Arizona needs two, you know, a week and a half to count the votes? All that does is foment distrust. People don't have faith in the integrity of the process or confidence in the results. And it's unfair to the people, not only of Arizona, but the people all over the country, because they voted. Their state counted the ballots. We had the answer by the end of the night or early the next morning. And that should be the case everywhere. If I had my way, it would be Election Day being a holiday. You make exceptions for the military to vote absentee and people that are sick or infirmed or people that are traveling for work and will be out of town and they can apply for an absentee ballot. Short of that, you have in-person voting, a national holiday. You have partisan observers. Every party that's on the ballot has people that watch the voting start to finish in every precinct. And then you watch people will watch the vote counting up close so you can actually see the ballot from start to finish. You get the result at the end of the night and everybody can go home winning or losing with the assurance that they had a free election and a fair election. What's wrong with that? But that's not where we are right now. So with Republicans, this reluctance and resistance, you know, not doing what they're doing is not working and is never going to work. So you got to deal with the hand you're dealt. You got to deal with the army you have, not the one you wish you had. And for those of you saying that, Hannity, you're giving in, I'm not giving in. I'm telling you, until we get an opportunity to put more integrity into the system, that's all we got. There is no other option here. You better match the efforts of the Democrats or get used to losing, because that's what you're going to have.
So we've got so many people that are going early voting that are voting for Warnock that are, and he's a minister, and he says exam room is too small for a U.S. government to get in, but he's ignoring two people in the room. He's ignoring the baby, and he's ignoring God.
I didn't quite understand that. You broke up a little bit on me. Say that again.
Warnock says that there's only room enough in an exam room for a woman and her doctor, but he's ignoring the baby.
No, he said that during the debate, yeah.
And he's ignoring God.
Listen, it's such an amazing thing. I actually thought people would respond differently, but a lot of Republican candidates didn't make the argument forcefully enough. And that is, if you believe in the right to an abortion up until the moment of birth, which we shockingly found out many Democrats do believe, and they want to codify into law, if they believe that, I mean, that's infanticide. But this is a guy that has, you know, a whole host of other problems, being paid by the church, you know, the rent issue with these church apartments and throwing vets out for $28 that they didn't pay him back rent or whatever. In the conditions that people are living in, which is kind of squalor. He's got a lot. His wife saying that he tried to use a car as a weapon during a domestic dispute in 2020 on tape, saying he ran over her foot. Nobody pays attention to that. Him being arrested for obstructing justice during an investigation into child abuse at a camp that he was running. That seems not to have penetrated the consciousness of the people in Georgia, but we'll see what happens. But where do I think this race is going? I have no idea. I just know that if Republicans keep rejecting the system that they have, like it or not, that's what you got. You got to give it your best shot. You got to go in and fight the good fight to the best of your ability. And eventually things will get bad enough that even the most hardcore leftists will say their own policies are failing. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. I hope that answers your question. Let us say hi to Ken is in Montana. What's up, Ken? How are you?
Hi, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm good. By the way, do you watch Yellowstone?
I do.
Great show, right?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. They are a mean bunch of people there.
Fox Nation just did this thing with Kevin Costner. I only started it. I haven't really gotten too far into it, but about Montana. What a beautiful place. And I don't blame the people from Montana not wanting people from the Northeast or the rest of the country moving into their state one bit.
Yeah, it makes it tough when you want to go buy a house and you don't have near the money that it's going to take to get what you need.
No, I hear you. So. But it's certainly beautiful country, great people, God, family, country, and a landscape second to none. There are many. Yeah. When I'm having a tough day, Ken, I want to be out in Montana where you are. Let's put it that way. What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Well, in regarding Hunter Biden, you know as well as everybody else out there, if there's ever any serious charges put against Hunter, Joe Biden's going to jump in there and give him a big fat pardon. It'll run for a cycle or two on the news, and then they will just shove it under the carpet like they do everything else.
Well, we'll have to. Time will tell. We'll have to see. I mean, there was a lot of speculation that Donald Trump was going to pardon himself and his family when he was leaving office. He didn't do it. And I have no idea what Joe Biden will or will not do. The problem Joe has goes way beyond Hunter, is that he himself is implicated in all of this, you know, influence peddling. You know, he lied to us when he said he never once spoke to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. And we got photographs that prove otherwise. We got. Follow the money bank accounts to prove otherwise. We've got meetings that are accounted for that prove otherwise. And that means that he knew that he was selling access because his son Hunter, you know, at the time a crack addict and by his own admission and with no experience of getting paid millions by all these countries, you know, this is straight up influence peddling. So the real problem is, you know, Hunter has his own set of problems, but Joe himself has his set of problems. And I can promise you, if it was any Republican president, Democrats would be all over it.
They would.
Oh, big time. Big time. How you doing? I heard trucking prices came up a little bit this week. Is that true?
I don't know. I work for a really good company here, and I don't really pay too much attention to that.
Listen, if you got a good company that is going to keep you on the road all the time you want to work, then that's awesome. Yeah, I get it.
I've got a boss that treats me like gold, and I treat him the same way back. That's the way it ought to be, you know?
By the way, it's not that hard. Be nice to people. I try to be nice to everybody on my team. Everybody's getting a Christmas bonus this year except Linda.
Except Linda. Well, you got to draw the line somewhere, right?
Linda, you don't seem too happy. She's looking at me like, ha-ha, very funny, boss.
I mean, listen, the bonuses are not guaranteed. They are given when they are deserved, usually. So, you know,
and
I'm blessed
like Santa
with
Claus.
More than I deserve already.
Have you been
already.
A good little boy or girl this year? Have you been a good producer this year?
I definitely curse way too much. I'm working on it.
But, well, that's not a criteria of whether you're a good producer or not.
Yeah, only when you yell at the host, right?
That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Ken, thank you, my friend. God bless you. Appreciate you checking in with us. Let us say hi to Eric in Florida. Eric, how are you in the free state of Florida?
Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for doing a wonderful job every day.
Thank you for giving me the mic. What's up?
I just want to say we really have to support Herschel Walker. And I think every Republican and independent from Key West to Point Barrow, Alaska, has to go to TeamHerschel.com and contribute. I mean, Herschel is a self-made man, a good role model for our nation's youth. He owes nothing to parentage. He made himself a success, and I really admire the guy. I just worry that the same shenanigans that happened in the Arizona governor's race might happen in this runoff. That's what I'm worried about.
Listen, Democrats, they love their new system of voting. They did make some positive changes to the credit of the Georgia legislature that give Herschel a fighting chance. But if Republicans continue to steadfastly reject the system that is currently in existence, that means if you reject early voting, mail-in voting, you are reducing your odds of winning dramatically. And I'm saying this now because I cannot with any certainty, and I said this before the last election, I cannot with any certainty predict that this wave that everyone was talking about, which I always thought there was over-exuberance. And I thought it was way over the top. And I said so every day. It's going to come down to the people of Georgia being willing to work the system as it is currently configured. You can't work the system that you wish you had. You got one voting system right now in Georgia. You can't change it before this. That's it. You got to deal with it. And if you stay home.
Can I make one more comment?
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, I think that I want to comment on the border crisis. And I specifically think that that's hurting Black American citizens, the crisis we have at the border. I mean, how can we expect to provide assistance to American citizens of color in the form of loans, health care, job opportunities, college grants, and economic assistance if the country is being flooded with people who never paid any taxes and they're getting financial benefits first? There's not enough money to go around. I mean, our resources are not infinite, and we're $30 trillion in debt. So as long as people of color vote Democrat, they better realize that they're voting to take.
I don't think
all
this is
resources.
Exclusive towards minorities. I think this impacts every American. You know, if you we're going to take in 2 years 4.5 million people or more because of Joe's open border policies. That's 4.5 million potentially more workers, or let's say at least 3 million are adults that are competing for jobs that Americans would want. And that's going to lower the price of what people get paid, because you have the more people you have applying for jobs, the less money people are going to get paid in the end. It's hurting Americans, period. You know, regardless of race. It's just a bad idea. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us today. 9 Eastern Hannity Fox News Channel. We'll have an investigation as why on earth does Joe Biden want to make every hostile regime rich and allow this country to become dependent on the lifeblood of our economy? What is wrong with him? And what is wrong with the Democratic Party? We'll get into that. The other news of the day, we have Charles Payne, Newt Gingrich, Joe Concha, Gordon Chang, Monica Crowley, and Reince Priebus. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.